You're listening to Irish Sports Talk.
Hello, Nordheim fans. Welcome to Irish Sports Talk, episode 266. Today is day number 86 in our countdown to kick off mini episodes. Day number 86 is all about Equanimeous St. Brown, the 6'4", 205-pound wide receiver, sophomore from Anaheim, California, attended Servite High School. We're going to be looking at a little bit of his recruiting and some of his early years, and then he was a freshman last year, so we'll look at that a little bit, and then also discuss our expectations for Equanimeous St. Brown this year as a sophomore in 2016. So to get started with Randall, take us back to the high school days.
Well, I'll actually tell you what his full name is to start with, if I can pronounce it all. His full name, Equanimeous Tristan Imhotep J. St. Brown.
So he still has a middle initial.
Three full names, an initial, and then St. Brown. So it's a pretty long name. But just a little history. He knows three languages. He's fluent in English, German, and French. His mom was actually born in Germany, so that's how they know German. I think they go and visit Germany once a year. And then they also lived in France for a while, and that's in French. His dad, John Brown, was a two-time Mr. Universe and three-time Mr. World in weightlifting. And it's kind of an interesting story how his dad found a wife. I mean, he actually had a goal in mind as far as how he wanted his kids. So he wanted athletic kids. And so he had certain requirements that he was looking for in a woman. He needed strong knees, and it was something about her big toes as well. And so I'm not sure how he did that, if he always asked to see their big toe if he met someone. But I think they actually met at some weightlifting event.
So was she a weightlifter as well, or was she a fan?
She was an athlete. It wasn't necessarily like they're lifting weight. I'm trying to think of the term, like a show, more of a show.
Okay.
Where, you know, they have different products and stuff, is how I understand it, you know. Eat these vitamins, you know, take these steroids, who knows what all.
Well, from the way Equanimeous has turned out, I'd say mission accomplished. And I know his younger brothers are also well on their way to playing big-time college football as well.
Yeah. They're all three of them are very highly sought-after recruits. And obviously, EQ is at Notre Dame now. His senior year, it's not like he put up huge numbers, but he had 32 catches, 485 yards, 4 touchdowns. He's the 160th overall player in the country. But they did play some good competition. They played Bishop Gorman there in Vegas, where Nico Fertitta and Ronnie Stanley, Alizé Jones, some of those guys come from. He'd have actually played against Nico Fertitta and Alizé Jones. But in that game, he and his brother both had over 100 yards. So, and obviously Bishop Gorman was one of the top teams in the high school teams in the country. So impressive that they were both putting up numbers like that against very good, competition. Their team didn't do that good. They were 4-6 his senior year. But obviously still a guy that everybody liked, a very highly sought-after recruit. His mom actually wanted him to go to Stanford, but he did end up at Notre Dame. Brian Kelly said that the first time he went and visited them at their home, he was a little surprised because EQ's dad opened the door and he was wearing a GoPro. So he was filming everything, you know, this special time for his kids. And then later when EQ actually committed during his commitment announcement, whatever. He spoke in French as well. So obviously a guy that fits in at Notre Dame, very intelligent, and probably doesn't have or classes are probably a little bit easier for him than maybe some other student or players. But he did come to Notre Dame and did end up playing as a freshman, not in any, you know, it was mostly mop-up duty.
His one catch came against Massachusetts. He had one catch for 8 yards.
And it was all Massachusetts game when Wimbush was the quarterback. He had a nice throw to EQ, who was basically standing on the goal line, or caught it at the goal line. But then it was called off because I forget what the play call was, but it was I think it was a lineman down the field.
Okay.
Offensive lineman had gone down the field too far because it was supposed to be, I believe it was supposed to be a run play. The play kind of broke down, and obviously Wimbush got out of it, but the lineman, you know, didn't know what to do and kept going down the field trying to block guys, and he wasn't supposed to be down there. So it was a very nice catch, but it was called off, so it didn't count. So that's the one moment I remember of EQ during the season last year.
And then he was also, he blocked the punt in the USC game that what it looked like it was going to be a rout. Notre Dame running away from USC. It ended up being a tight game then at the end, but he definitely made a mark there in winning and getting the victory in that game.
Yeah, and Notre Dame is also recruiting his brothers. Osiris would be the next one, and then his younger brother, Amon-Ra. But Osiris would be 2017 recruit, and I believe he's coming in for Irish Invasion, so he'll get to see his brother there. I don't know how they feel as far as playing together. I know Stanford is kind of in the running for his brother as well, so, and obviously his mom wanted EQ to go there, so we'll see what happens. I don't think they're necessarily determined to play on the same team, but Notre Dame is definitely trying to get him to commit as well.
All right. So, Randall, let's do a little bit of expectations for this upcoming season. We just talked about Corey Brown a few days ago, and I kind of said that because of guys like Equanimeous St. Brown, I don't think Corey Robinson is going to be given a lot of opportunities on the field. So my stance is pretty clear. I do think Equanimeous is one of the three best pass catchers on the team. And when I say pass catcher, I don't necessarily mean hands. I'm just talking about, I think he'll be one of the top three pass catchers here in 2016. I like his size. I like his attitude. And I think that even if Notre Dame is run heavy this season, I think that EQ is going to make his mark as a sophomore this season.
Yeah, I agree. I think he'll end up starting at least a couple games, maybe not the whole season, but he will be a starter at some point in the season. And Brian Kelly talked very highly of him last year as well. They even, you know, talked about how it would be having Will Fuller on one side and EQ on the other side. But I think he will definitely contribute quite a bit on this team this year.
And for a little bit, maybe early in the spring, or maybe even before spring got started, it was kind of assumed that EQ would be taking Will Fuller's place. But it looks much more now that that's either going to be Torrey Hunter or Corey Holmes, and that EQ would be on the field side. I mean, yeah, on the field side, wide receiver spot. Is that the way you remember things unfolding, Randall?
Yeah, but I think a lot of that will depend on how it could change quite a bit, because you have a couple more receivers, freshman receiver coming in that are pretty good. And obviously CJ Sanders will be coming back from his injury. So there's a lot of talent on the receivers in the receiver group.
But the only guys I see competing for that W spot besides Equanimeous would be Miles Boykin and Corey Robinson.
I know, but that's three players right there.
Well, it is, but Equanimeous, I think, is not head and shoulders above those guys, both those guys, but he is ahead of both those guys, in my opinion.
Yeah, we'll see.
But it's also true that they did have Alize Jones out there as well, kind of at that W spot too. So,
yeah. Did you want to mention how Brian Kelly had announced his injury this last year?
Oh yeah, I was just going back. Equanimeous played in Texas, and they didn't play against Virginia and Georgia Tech. Then he played Massachusetts through in Pittsburgh as well. So that was the first game, and then 6 or 7 games. He didn't play the last 4 games. He didn't play in because he was injured. And in the press conference, and now I don't even have it pulled up here anymore, but I'll just do it from memory. Basically, the press was asking Brian Kelly about injuries, and he was talking about Amir Carlisle, that he had a mild ankle sprain. He'll be out for a week, but no big deal. And then he said, oh, by the way, Equanimeous suffered a grade 3 shoulder strain, and he'll be out for 6 weeks. And they just kind of ended at that, or stopped at that. Just kind of tossed it in there nonchalantly that one of his players is out for the rest of the season.
Yeah, it's happened too much at Notre Dame, so it's almost...
I do hope this season lightens up a little bit with the injuries, because... I do think most of it is just by chance.
Yeah, I won't even get into that.
Yeah, these are many episodes, so yeah, we can't really get into it.
Equanimeous, you can follow him on Twitter, and his Twitter handle is @Equanimeous. And then he's also on Instagram. You can follow him at Equanimeous St. Brown.
And we do need to get the pronunciation strained out, because I've heard it said Equanimeous. So that needs to get straightened out this year. I try to base it off the way Brian Kelly says it, but I know he says Tarion Folston, and then I hear other Notre Dame media say Tarion. Torian, I mean, they say Torian, I think it's, and Brian Kelly says Tarion. So usually I'll just follow Brian Kelly's lead on the pronunciation. But
yeah, well, I'm gonna stick with Equanimeous. So.
Okay, well, I'll stick with Equanimeous. All right. Anything else, Randall?
No, that's it.
All right. Thank you guys for listening. Do check back again tomorrow for day number 85. Looking at our punter, Tyler Newsome.